From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Kenya's opposition told supporters to stay away from the polls on Thursday after the Electoral Commission said the presidential rerun would proceed as planned and the Supreme Court said it was unable to hear a petition to postpone. The rerun has inflamed political tensions in the country, and nowhere has that been more evident than in the opposition stronghold of Kisumu. Protests against the Electoral Commission continued there Wednesday, the day before the vote. For VOA, Mohamed Yusuf reports from Kisumu.
Kisumu residents took to the streets for the fifth time this week, demanding reforms before Thursday's presidential rerun. They marched to the electoral body offices. Police fired tear gas to disperse protesters, throwing rocks and trying to block streets. Meanwhile, VOA could find no signs of preparations for Thursday's vote at polling stations around the city. Local media report that some electoral officers failed to show up for duty in Kisumu for fear of attack. Voter Harry Otieno has a plan.
I've been in my polling station yesterday, and today I'm going to camp there in the evening. We are going to make sure no any IBC official is in the polling station and no one will enter. We are ready to die. We are ready.
Western Kenya is the home region of opposition leader Raila Odinga, and Kisumu, the region's biggest city, has been the site of some of the fiercest protests during this electoral period. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Kisumu, Kenya.
Two Somali civilians, an African Union soldier from Uganda, and four Al-Shabaab militants were killed in an ambush early Wednesday on the outskirts of Mogadishu following the explosion of an improvised explosive device. This is VOA News. The global home-sharing service Airbnb says tourism in Africa is increasing. The company said it had more than 2 million bookings in Africa in the past year. But the hottest attraction is not found in sights and scenes, but experiences. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
African tourism is changing, say travel industry leaders, moving away from the traditional safaris and package tours and towards the intimate, indefinable, infinitely Instagrammable lure of experiences. Airbnb Global Policy Head Chris Lehane says the new lure is pre-organized experiences. In Nairobi, for example, guests can pay $65 to make a short film with a local director. In South Africa's well-traveled Western Cape, a traditional tourist magnet, about $100 will buy you a guided bike ride, or a wine tasting, or a jewelry-making session.
I think the underlying story of the data is not only have we had incredible growth over the last year, but what it presages or suggests is going to happen. 56% of travelers are millennials. They're looking for real, authentic experiences.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
An undocumented 17-year-old had an abortion Wednesday morning, ending a weeks-long legal battle that had been escalated to a U.S. federal appeals court. Bridget Amiri, the lawyer for the young woman, said she finally got the care after the government held her hostage for a month. She made her statement on Twitter. The young woman had been detained in a refugee shelter in Brownsville, Texas, since September 11th, when she was apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border. President Trump on Wednesday mocked two Republican senators who sharply criticized his White House performance. He said the very simple reason they are retiring is that they had, quote, zero chance of being reelected. On Twitter, Trump said Senators Jeff Flake of Arizona and Bob Corker of Tennessee now act so hurt and wounded. He said that outside of Flake and Corker, his Capitol Hill meeting Tuesday with the Senate majority Republicans was a love fest with standing ovations and great ideas for the United States. Trump said that Flake, with an 18% approval rating in Arizona, had said that other senators had privately voiced their own concerns about Trump, saying, really, they just gave me a standing ovation. Later, as he left the White House for a political visit to Dallas, Trump told reporters there's great unity in the Republican Party, and he said of media reports of his feuds with others, he said, people don't understand. The fact is, I really believe the press creates a different image of Donald Trump than the real person. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.